Well, you left it late, but well done. What a performance.
Yeah, the boys have dug in deep. It's, to be fair, like we say every week, they're a competitive bunch of guys and they fight hard for each other. It's just we were coming out on the wrong side of them results. It was important today that we come through the other side because it's a big one for us to get them 2 points.
Yeah, you said it's a big one. What does it mean? I mean, I've seen your last three and you could have won those easily. Yeah. You really had to dig deep tonight, though, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We've said it all along, and there's always a process to where you want to get to, and you develop that by learning from your games and moving forward, and we are a young group as well, and it never happens over 6 months, over a year. You've got to build and keep your processes going forward, and this group have shown that they're a real competitive side, and then today to come through a tight game like that has been a good experience for us.
What's been the difference tonight, then, Ian? You've lost the last three, but not by many. What was the ultimate difference tonight?
We've made the right choices and we've game managed today, whereas beforehand we've not managed the games really well, and that was something we needed to learn as a younger team as well. Rather than keep piling the pressure on all our senior players all the time, the young lads have had to learn that as well, and they've managed the game really well today.
And now you go to Warrington, I think, don't you, next?
Yeah, it is, and we'll be looking forward to that one. I mean, we had a tight game with them here as well, so after a good win here today on the back of that as well, hopefully we can take our confidence forward and have a good performance at Warrington next week.
And it really could be a really big week now for Salford, couldn't it, with, of course, the investigation, which hopefully will be concluded into the alleged breach of salary cap.
Yeah, well, we've got off to a great start to the week to kind of help that. Hopefully it finishes on a great result as well with a win at Warrington, and then see what comes the outcome of the investigation.
And what about you? How do you feel about that? I mean, did you feel any pressure, or has it been relieved?
Oh, I think it does add a little bit of pressure. We try and take it away from the players all the time, but it does get spoken about in little pockets and things like that. And the group have done really well to try and ignore it for as long as they can. But I think now that date's becoming a bit closer and closer, it's starting to become a bit of a talk. So once it's over and done with, it'll be better for us, and then we can move on.
And Warrington, of course, a classy team.
Yeah, a great team. They've kind of built that process, haven't they, from the first time Tony came in. They didn't do so great the first year, but then they built and built and built, and they're a great team now as well. But we feel we can compete with most teams on our day. It's just making sure that we learn from what we're doing and take our step forward.